You do. You got to be cool. That's right, folks. that right there was banned. Called Babysitter. Yeah. And there is a new album out here at the station. It's a compilation and it is called CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3. And it is put out obviously by CITR plus Mint Records, it looks like. Now it looks like we have like sort of the advanced copy, so there's no artwork or anything on this. But yes, there we go. What else can I tell you about this record? It's good. I mean, it's got other bands such as Fanshawe, Korean Gut, Movieland, Jay Arner. So it's a really good compilation of local bands. So you should really get it. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And speaking of being cool, you got to be cool. It's like he was singing to me because... let me tell you a funny quick story. so first of all, this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is a show that features Canadian music. Okay, so and I'm here until 8 o'clock. Okay, so that's that. So I went out for a nice long jog today, feeling good. You know, everything's rocking. And there's this I don't remember exactly where I was, but I was on a sidewalk and I passed this girl and she kind of stumbled, which kind of threw me off because. It just didn't. And then for a split second, I thought, well, she looked stupid, didn't she? Like, I was like, oh, you know, and I off I go jogging. Like, I'm so cool. So then I get to the sub here at UBC and I don't know what it was. It was like karma. I just was going up the stairs and just totally fell, you know, going up the stairs. Like, and then out of the corner of my eye, sort of the periphery vision, there was a kind of a cool guy behind me too. So as I'm just going up, totally like, fell going up the stairs and I stumbled and I looked so special, so just beyond ridiculous. And he probably totally saw me and thought, what a loser, which is fair because I kind of, you know, thought that other girl looked kind of dumb. So now the palms of my hands, and then like, you cannot recover from a fall and look cool. Like there's no, like you can't even, like you kind of get up, like pretend like it didn't happen, or you just, you laugh. Like I think I laughed out loud, like as if, ha ha ha. That was pretty funny, but really it wasn't. I looked totally stupid, and there you go. So I was not cool today. Now I'm going to go back in time. Let's get back to the music, and I'm going to play us something from Hayden. Now, I haven't played Hayden in a long time, and he has this album out from 1998 called The Closer I Get. Now, there's a song on this record that I loved, and it was... on the movie with Steve Buscemi called Trees Lounge, and that's like one of my favorite actually one of my favorite songs. It's that good. So I'm gonna play it for us. Let's see. I have to make sure I've got the right channel on. Okay, that's that. Now the station here, in case you are unaware, has three, you know, computer monitors, multiple like different deck settings, etc., mixer things, which is, it's amazing how I'm still coping at my age and doing the show is just unbelievable. Every day is a success, the fact that I come down here and do the show. So anyways, but you know, so let's hope it goes okay. Let me hit play, and yeah, so here we go. We got a little Hayden right here, and you're listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, I think. Let's listen. Ah. Oh, it might help if I turn that on, huh? There we go.
What kind of an asinine question is that?
I mean in Korea.
What Korea?
Thank you. Canadians are being bought and sold. We can no longer ignore this reality. Each of the 27 million human trafficking victims around the globe has a unique story. 80% of victims are women, 50% are children. This is not only a global injustice, but a local reality. It is happening right now in my community. We are asking you to take action today. Visit endexploitation.com. Get informed and take action. British anti-slavery leader William Wilberforce once said, "Having heard all this, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. Only question now is what will you do?" Join us and help eliminate human slavery in Canada.
Thursday, April 25th at UBC's Chan Center for the Performing Arts, it's Taj Mahal and Shamikia Copeland. Composer, multi-instrumentalist, and vocalist Taj Mahal is one of the most prominent and influential figures in late 20th century blues and roots music. His artistic scope represents virtually every corner of the world: West Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, Europe, the Hawaiian Islands, and so much more. Shamikia Copeland is the daughter of blues legend Johnny Copeland. Her powerful voice is guaranteed to raise your spirits. Tickets are on sale at the Chan Center box office, High Life Records, and Rufus's Guitar Shop.
Took my hand
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We just heard the Japandroids. Yes, we did. And I love that song. That's my favorite song of theirs off this new album, Celebration Rock. We heard Continuous Thunder. Those guys are awesome. They're just a duo, you know. There's just two of them. They make all that noise. And they are local. And this was recorded, by the way, in case you did not know, by Jesse Gander. So Jesse of The Hive, which is pretty fascinating. Yeah. And I know Jesse. Very cool. All right. So before, let's see, before the Japandroids, we heard White Lung with the song Saint Dad. And that's off their new album, Sorry. And Hayden was in there before that with the with a song from, let's see, Trees Lounge, that movie. I believe it was called Trees Lounge. And the name of the album is called The Closer I Get from 1998. Now, that movie starred Steve Buscemi, and I've seen it at least once. And I'm trying to think. I really badly wanted to see it. I remember when it came out, and I was slightly disappointed. Like, it wasn't, but hey, you know what? Maybe if I see it again. What I remember about it was Steve Buscemi was an ice cream truck driver. That's right. And I think he may have had a drinking problem. I just remember like getting in a fight at a house in kind of like New Jersey. And then like Christmas time. I don't know. But anyways, but you know, hey, maybe it was better than I thought. Now, I did see a movie recently. Let's just see. Let me give a quick movie review. That was actually really good. My husband and I just watched it, and it was definitely an indie film, and it starred, of all people, Robin Williams, who plays a teacher in Seattle. And it was borderline black comedy. I'm trying to remember the name of it now. Hold on. I've got it right over here. I tweeted about it. Let's see, what can I tell you here? Dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Come on, my phone. View all tweets. What was the name of the movie? I just saw it on the weekend. And there was actually a little cameo in there by, what's his face? Chris Novoselic. So that was pretty funny. Let's see. What was the name of the movie? Come on. I got it right here. It's here anywhere. Someplace. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah. Here's. It's called World's Greatest Dad. It's a really, really good movie released a few years back, and I'll say this much, I discovered a few new bands off that movie. So the soundtrack is killer. Like Brendan Benson, who I've always liked, he's really good. If you don't know Brendan Benson, he is also in the Raconteurs with you know, the guy from the White Stripes, you know him. Another band I discovered from that movie, World's Greatest Dad, is a band called The Deadly Syndrome, who are from LA. But of course, you know, I'm so late on the draw that by the time I Wikipedia'd them, they had broken up in January. So I was a little late on that bus there. But anyways, go check it out. I don't want to give away too much, but I'll say this much. It's definitely a thinker of a movie. Yeah. Okay. Enough of that. All right. So let's move on and listen to some more Canadian music, because that is why I'm here. I think I told you my name's Anita B. Yep. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I hope I told you that. Anyways, let's move on. Let's hear something from the Handsome Furs. Now, I don't think I've played these guys in a while. And it's been almost a year since they announced their breakup. That was May of last year. It's just the two of them. So the Handsome Furs are Alexi Perry and Dan Beckner. Now, you must know Dan Beckner because he is was in the band Wolf Braid with Spencer Krug. And now Dan Beckner, I think, has been spending some time in LA at least, and has his new band, The Divine Fits, with the guy from Spoon. I don't know his name, just the guy from Spoon. So they're pretty busy doing that thing. So anyways, this song I'm going to play for you guys is called Dumb Animals, and it's from their 2007 Sub Pop release called Plague Park. So here we go. This is The Handsome Furs on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh,
the city. Drifts through the parking lot and floats up to the sky.
Hi, this is Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
folks, that right there was some good stuff. That was Brastronaut from the album Mean Sun, which is their newest release. We heard the song Bounce. Very nice song. Do you like my experimental mixing there in the middle? That was thoroughly unintentional. Sorry. I apologize. Val is here. Val, my person who follows me, if that makes sense. So her show comes after mine, 8 until 10, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. So she came in and we're just talking. And then I'm thinking, that music sounds a little, that's very, very eclectic. And then I was like thinking, I think I've got a couple channels running at once. So I apologize. Anyways, so that was really good. I really liked that Brastronaut song. All right. Now, before that, we heard, what did we hear? Making sure I've got the right man in the grass. Val came in and we started chatting. I hope I didn't like totally skip a song. I think I did. Uh-oh. We heard a song called Man in the Grass. Now, who was the artist? I totally zoned out there. Well, I'll come back to that. I'll figure that out. Okay. And then before that, though, we did hear some Handsome Furs. I think that's right. Yeah. We heard the song Dumb Animals. I know who we played. I'm sorry. Silly me. We played Sean Mrazek. That's right. The artist was Sean Mrazek. Let's make sure I've got this right. Is it Sean Mrazek Lives or is it Sean Mrazek? Aha. All right. The name of the album is called Thought He Was Dead. Okay, let me say this out loud. Sean Mrazek Lives with an exclamation point. And the name of the album is called Thought He Was Dead. That's right. And he's not, folks. His name is Sean Mrazek. I love Sean Mrazek. He's awesome. And we heard his song called Man in the Grass. Now, that song is awesome. Totally good. Now, if you don't know Sean Mrazek, you need to. You need to just Google him and you'll find everything out about him. I most notably remember him from The Notes from Underground. He now also he's in the band currently, The Evaporators. He's the drummer, so very cool. It was also in the band, he was in Bossa Nova. He was the drummer for Flash Bastard. So he's a drummer. That's sort of his thing. He's a drummer, but now he's got his own thing. All right. That's right. Now I'm up to date. Phew, that was a little confusing. Welcome to my world of constant confusion. All right. Anyways, my world is that of Anita B. So I'm Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music gets played on CITR. All right. Let me give you a quick little update on I can never say it correctly. I'm not Vietnamese, and I cannot hear certain sounds that Vietnamese people say. I cannot discern the noise, the sounds, because I have a lot of Vietnamese students. And I've, for example, I have a student. Her last name is N-G-O. So I'm like, how do you pronounce it? And it sounds like no. And I'm like, oh, no. And then this other kid who's Vietnamese goes, no, it's no. And I'm like, so no? And he's like, no, it's no. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like it was like the most the most futile conversation I've ever had. I was like, are you? And he's like, yeah, you're not saying it right. And there's like a lower sort of tonality on the no. And I'm like, no. And he's like, no, not like that. And I'm like, never mind. So it's the same with it when it comes to fa. I know it's pronounced fa, sort of, kind of. It's not faux. So anyways, I had some of that awesome national dish of Vietnam for dinner. Yes, I did. At a restaurant called Kim's Vietnamese. And, it was at the corner of King Edward and Oak, sort of like in the plaza attached to the Safeway there. And it was very delicious. I got to tell you, I quite enjoyed it. So I was kind of on a limb there, meaning like I went out on a limb. I've never been there before. And it's always a risk, but I have to tell you, it was quite delicious and I recommend it to everyone. So there you go. All right, now speaking of music I recommend to everyone, let's hear some Winter Sleep. Why not? All right, this is a band out of Halifax. There's four of them. They have a new album out. It's called Hello Hum, and these guys are very solid. Yes, and there you go. The station you are listening to is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we are going to hear, we're going to hear the song Permanent. Now, I think I play that a lot. I was going to play Permanent Sigh. That's the story of my life. Permanent Sigh. But we will hear Resuscitate. That's more fitting. Let's hear Resuscitate. Let's see if I can get resuscitated. Speaking of resuscitation, I had insomnia last night. So I couldn't sleep. That's what it means. And then so badly, I said, fine. If I can't beat him, I'm going to join him. I'm just going to get up in the land of living like awake people. And I read. I left my bedroom at like 2:30 in the morning and read for about an hour. And then eventually I did go back to sleep. But then you know what happens whenever that happens, whenever you're, you know, having insomnia, when the alarm goes off at 6:20, it's like you were like dead. Like every molecule in your body is like, is dead and you can't get up. And so permanent sigh. All right. So I need to be resuscitated. And that is what the band Winter Sleep will do right now. All right, folks, the station is CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm tired. Winter Sleep. Alrighty, Val is here, and we're having some lovely conversations about buses and decapitation. So apparently Val is heading on over to Winnipeg for the, I think it's called the NCRC, National Campus Radio Conference, something like that, in June. So she's talking about ways in which she can save money to get there. So flying doesn't seem like an option. And anyways, it's yeah, okay. I'm just laughing because I've been across Canada a few times, and with the band I was in, and let me tell you, the prairies, really not a lot there, really. It's just, you know what it is, it's time to get through those prairies, just is so long. But anyways, all right, Metric. That's who we just heard. The band Metric. And we heard the song Breathing Underwater from their newest album called Synthetica. And yeah. Then before that, we heard a little... See, this is what happens. Every time Val walks in, I just get confused. And I'm just like... But there's a reason. There's a reason why I'm talking to you now. Usually, I like to play three songs and then talk. So, but there's a reason. Because I was going to give you the weather. That was what I was going to do. So, as you know, today's Wednesday already. Wednesday, it's April 24th. Can you believe it? It's hard for me to believe. Okay, so it's Wednesday, April 24th, 2013. In case you've been kidnapped under a rock and you're like, whoa, I've been here for 80 days. There you go. So it's the 24th. Let's see. It is Thursday tomorrow. The high will be 17. And listen to this, folks. Sunny. 17 and sunny. Yay. Now, the low tonight, however, is around 6 a.m. It should be around 6 degrees. So it will be pretty cold. Pretty chilly. So be prepared. And then on Friday, we have a high of 16 with variable cloudiness. Now, things do change, however, for Saturday, where we get back into crap. That's right. Saturday, April 27th, has a high of 11 with rain, apparently all day. And my kids are involved in Little League, so both of them are playing on the weekends at Trout Lake. And I shouldn't be telling you all this. What if, like, I mean, all four of you. I know there's four of you, so there's a... Maybe I could get a stalker. I'm just like, as if... You know, I wish I could get a stalker, as if. I'm so special. But anyways, yeah, so Trout Lake, you may see me at Trout Lake cheering for my daughter's team. Yeah, my daughter's on... well, I won't tell you the team. And my son plays T-ball. So maybe we'll be rained out, which is, I'm so busy that I'm okay, fine. I'm not going to be too heartbroken over that because I don't ever stop basically between ballet and my daughter and baseball and then my job and this and that. I'm very busy. Got my show. My show is only every second week though, so I can't really complain too much. It's quite a nice little schedule, my show here. Anyways, so there you go. I only have like 32-ish minutes or so. And let's move into some ska. Why not? Now, this band, Los Furios, oh God. They have a new album out. It is called Never Look Back. Actually, it's not an album, it's an EP. And these guys are local. And yes, let me play something for you guys. Here we go. All right. Anyways, the station you're listening to is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And because I am intrigued by it, let's hear ska in Mexico. I'm curious about ska in Mexico. I wonder if it's the same as ska here. I don't know. We'll see. This is ska in Mexico. The band is Los Furios. Their new EP is called Never Look Back. And there you go. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I will be answering the phone. Somebody's calling.
Chair today. Hey, Atlanta. took 10 tequila shots are on the way. We're coming to a land where we can scar the day away. It's a lot more fun to be drunk in Mexico anyway. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take a trip and sky in Mexico. Sky in Mexico. Rockstar sky we go. We skip all the beaches and resorts, just straight into the shows. Our brothers and sisters waiting in the cities of Mexico. We're steady through the nights, but don't drink outside the cups, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go. Hey, hey. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take the trip.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Xenia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
What's gonna happen to you? You have woke up too soon and found the world
I love them. That right there is Plants and Animals. They are so wonderful. Such a great band. They are out of Montreal. And what else can I tell you about them? They are three-piece, and they used to not sing. So they used to be just instrumental. And that song right there is called Bye Bye Bye, and I believe it is from their album called Park Avenue. Yes. All right. What did we hear before that? Let's see. Before that, we heard something from a band called Lost Lovers Brigade, and you can find them on a new compilation called Safe Amp Compilation, and the song was called Lights and Shadows. And then before that, we heard something from the ska local band called Los Furios. The song was Ska in Mexico from their new EP called Never Look Back. All right, this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music happens. And what do we have coming up? Let's take a look. My name's Anita B, by the way. All right. How about some Chains of Love? Why not? Yes, they're good. They're solid. You can never go wrong with Chains of Love. This is a band that consists of two girls, and they are Natalia and Rebecca. Yeah, Rebecca Marie Lagre. So Natalia Pizarro and Rebecca Marie Lagre. And then the other members of the band are Felix Fong, Henry Beckwith. Felix Fong is in a lot of different bands, I think. Steve Ferreira and Brian Nicol. Their album that they have out right now, it's called Strange Gray Days. And we shall hear this song. It is called Mistake Lover. Mistake Lover. All right, that is that. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Oh!
I don't fight. I don't steal. I might believe in things you don't think are real. I know my wrong, and I can learn to fight. So I keep my heart on the outside so it can see more light. See more light.
To begin, that's $4 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoon, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematic, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
All right, folks, that right there was Capital Six. Yes. They have a new album out. It's called Pretty Lost. And I believe the song you heard is called Quit Your Job. Mind you, it could have been called Just a Puzzle, because the way the CD is set up, it's like got two halves and they're both called Side B. So I don't know. Take your pick. I don't know. Okay, that's Capital Six. Before that, we heard something, oh yeah, from one of my more favorite bands, the Sun Parlor Players. Actually, they're very much up there. From their album Southern Souls, we heard Pacifist's Anthem. Now, but let's backtrack. Capital Six are a local band. Sun Parlor Players, they are from Southern Ontario, originally out of Leamington, right? And then before that, we heard Chains of Love with the song Mistake Lover from their Strange Gray Days album. They are local. All right, I will be back in 2 weeks. And coming up in 2.5 minutes is Val Cormier's show, Folk Oasis. And she's here from 8 until 10. So make sure you stick around for that. And then after that, we have Sexy in Van City, which is hosted by Caroline M. And there you go. My name's Anita B. And my show here was called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where you listen to Canadian music. That is right. So I'm going to leave us with some of that. We're going to hear something from the band Apollo Ghosts. They're a local band. From their most recent album, Landmark, we're going to hear this song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Violet Margaret. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I just had to double check. That is the name of the song. And there you go. All right, folks. Rock on. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The girl I knew at the factory was trying to hit onto me. I was sure that she loved me so much when she cornered me in the bathroom stall and asked if I want to kiss her. I said that I couldn't kiss her. She didn't understand English, and that's all that I could have said. But all of us have got to be kind to the lust, and I couldn't love her, no, I couldn't love her like that.
Violet Margaret, Violet Margaret. Sure that he loved me so much when he cornered me in the bathroom stall and asked if I want to kiss him. I said that I couldn't kiss him. He didn't understand English, and that's all that I could have said.